Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He looked beyond our faults and saw our need. I will forever lift mine eyes to Calvary and remember the price that Jesus paid that I might have everlasting life, that I might have life more abundantly, that you might have everlasting life, that whosoever believeth in Jesus may have everlasting life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. God is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. It was nothing but his mercy. It was nothing but his grace. Hallelujah. That kept us all these years. We thank the Lord that he brought us from 2014 to 2015. Today is January the 7th. And if you don't have your shout on, if you didn't get your shout on, it's time to shout and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it is a good day. My brothers and my sisters, it is a good day just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all of your many, many blessings. You know, if you sat down and you tried to think of them, you would not remember all the ways that God has blessed you your entire life, whether it is 5 years, 15 years, 50 years, 80 years, or 100 plus years. But the word thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. We just want to have a grateful heart this morning because God is truly, truly good to us. I am Evangelist Reverend Thelma Cephas. This is Hanging Out with Jesus in the AM, and I welcome you. Oh, I welcome you in the love and in the peace and the joy of Jesus Christ. You are precious. You are so precious to him. And I want you to know today, God loved you so much. So much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's love. That's love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He put on flesh. He put on flesh, left heaven and came down. Hallelujah. That we might have a right relationship with our Heavenly Father, the Creator, the Maker of all things. Oh, get your shout on, get your shout on. Throw your hands up, throw your hands up. Clap your hands, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is worthy this morning. He's worthy of our praise. As I was saying earlier, today is Wednesday, January the 7th, and we just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you right now, God. Lord, I thank you for mercy and I thank you for grace. Thank you for your word, God. I thank you, Father, there's power in your word. Thank you, oh God, there's healing in your word, deliverance in your word, salvation in your word. And so, Father, we open up our hearts, our mind, and our spirit that you might minister to each of us individually and collectively in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you're a God of hope and you're stirring up hope right now and an encouragement in every listener's heart. We love you today and we honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, there are many, many scriptures, many, many scriptures that will encourage us this day. The broadcast is live. You can call in at 347-327-9930 and share your thoughts and share your testimony. Let somebody know that not only does Jesus love you, but you love the Lord, and you're thankful today for all of his many, many blessings. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So you see, the word is powerful. It is powerful. Oh, God, we thank you that the word, Master, it cuts both ways. It cuts to remove those things that's not of God, and yet it soothes and it heals at the same time. So we thank God. We thank God for his word today. And I just want to share familiar scripture, Psalms 100. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." All generations. Hallelujah. That covers everybody. Hallelujah. Everybody that is born into the world. And Psalms 103, just a few verses. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Oh, we bless the Lord today, and we remember his benefits, and we thank him that he is the one who redeems our life from destruction. He is the one who forgives us of all of our sins. He is the one who heals us of all of our diseases. So we thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just want to encourage you this morning, on the 7th day of January. You know, everybody, most people that made a few New Year's resolutions, some things they're not going to do this year, things that they did last year they're not going to do this year. But we know without the help of the Lord, they're just words. They are just words. We have no power within ourselves. We believe that we do, but we have no power in ourselves. So I just want to share a couple of thoughts that we find in the word of God that can be encouraging unto us. Over in Jeremiah chapter 29, Jeremiah chapter 29, we find these words in verse 11. And 12 and 13, they are words of encouragement. It reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. Now, we know that this is a word that the Lord had given to Jeremiah to give to the people of Jerusalem, God's chosen people who were in captivity. They had been taken into Babylon in captivity, but yet God was blessing them in the midst of captivity. And maybe today you feel like you're in captivity. Maybe you're in some kind of bondage and you want to come out. Well, you know what? This is a word of promise. This is a word of hope, a word of encouragement that you're going to come out, my brother, that you're going to come out, my sister. If you can stay focused on God. This is what he told the children of Jerusalem. Do those things that was right. He told them, go ahead and build your houses. And he said, go ahead and dwell in them. He said, go ahead and plant your gardens. He said, and do the right thing. And his promise was that he had good thoughts. We got to remember that God has good thoughts towards us. He has thoughts of peace, not evil, and to give us an expected end. But then he also promised and he said that if you call upon me, if you call upon me, he said, if you go and pray unto me, I will hear you. And when you seek me and find me, you shall search for me. You will find me when you do it with all of your heart. You know, you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. 2015 is going to be a good year. A good year. And know that God loves you. And his desire is to deliver you from the power of the enemy. And even over in Isaiah 42, another word of encouragement when he was encouraging his children. And if he encouraged his children, he's encouraging us because we are his children. Isaiah 42 reads, verse 9, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new psalm and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein. Once again, we find the Lord talking, and here he's talking, first of all, about Jesus, his servant, who was coming, and he was coming to save the people from their sin. The servant. And then in verse 5, he talks about who he is. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. But yet he says he has called thee into righteousness. He will hold your hand. He will keep you. Hallelujah. Blessed. He said, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass. The past is behind you. You can't do much with it. You can either linger over it and feel sorry for it, or you can make up your mind to put the past behind you and to move forward. Put the past behind you and to move forward. Oh, forget and forgive. Forgive those ones who hurt you. Forgive. Forget the disappointment. And look up. Look unto the Lord. And believe that he will do great things in your life. And while you're trying to get from the past to the future, remember to sing unto the Lord a new song. A new song. And his praise from the end of the earth. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And if that's not enough, I got another one for you. Brother Paul, the Apostle Paul. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody know Brother Paul, Apostle Paul, the one who used to persecute the church, the one who believed in God but could not believe in Jesus. And we know he had an encounter with Jesus. And afterwards, he lived for the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his mind, with all of his soul. He's the one that God moved to write 13 books in the New Testament. So we're grateful to God. Oh, we're grateful to God. But Paul was one who said he had some things. He had done some things. And he thought he was somebody. But for Christ, he was putting all those things behind him. He was forgetting about them. So we must forget the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we must move on. He had something to boast about. Paul had something to boast about. But he said it was more important that he know the Lord in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I don't know about you today, but I'm putting the past behind me. I know I have not apprehended. I have not reached the goal that God would have me to reach. So I'm putting the past behind me. I'm forgetting those things that are behind. And I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press, my brothers and my sisters, we got to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We got to press. We got to make the sacrifice. We got to do what's right. We got to ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me to do? We've got to continue to trust the Lord and look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Today is a mighty good day, mighty good day, just to say, Lord, help me to move forward. Help me to move forward in you, Jesus. Be a follower of Jesus and not a follower of the world and not a follower of the world. And then in 3 John chapter 2, we have this one verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Brother John, we thank God for Brother John. Oh, we thank him. But we thank him for this word this morning. This word, beloved, I wish. And another word for that is I pray. Above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. God wants us to have good health. God wants us to be successful in the things that we do. But he wants to be first in our lives. So I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you. Seek God. Seek God. Seek God. And the way we seek God is by being in fellowship with him, by meditating on his word, by reading his word, by sitting in his presence. Seek God. Oh, we know we seek many things, but seek God and his righteousness. And the promise is that when we seek him, he will even give us the very desires of our heart. Only you know what's in your heart. Only you know the secret things. And God knows the secret things. Nothing is hidden from him. But he wants to bless you, my brother and my sister. Love him. Love him today with all of your heart. Love him today. Let him be first in your life. Be obedient to his voice. When he's speaking, be obedient to his voice. Blessings come when we are obedient. But hold on to this thought. Hold on. Beloved, I wish above, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his word this morning. We are so grateful that every time we pick up the word of God, it speaks to our spirit. You are blessed today, my brother and my sister. I am blessed today because we are trusting in the Almighty God, the all-powerful God. And as a singer said years ago, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. But trust Jesus. Trust him. Trust Jesus, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Well, I pray it has been a word of encouragement for you. I pray that there's something that you can hold on to. Something that you can hold on to that might encourage you until you get back to your church or until you open your word or until you listen to me again on next Wednesday. I love you, but I want you to know that God loves you even more. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he desires that you be at peace, for Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for your blessings this day. I do want to remind you that Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 say, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and confession is made unto salvation. Are you saved today? Are you saved? Are you believing on the Lord Jesus? If you're not saved, I want you to know that Jesus is knocking on your heart right now, and he's saying, trust me, invite me in, and let me be your Savior. Just believe that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I thank you for joining me this morning, and I just pray the next time you will call in and share a few words and let somebody know that Jesus is working things out in your life the way he's working things out in my life. He is working them out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for the blessings of this day. Thank you for your word, Master. Thank you, O God, that you, Father, has already blessed us when you woke us up this morning. We are so grateful. And we thank you, Father, that you will help us to put the past behind us and to move forward into this new year. God, we thank you that your desire is that we might prosper and that we might be in good health. We thank you for all of your many, many blessings. Bless those that are sick today, Father. Master, bless the ones that are in the midst of a broken heart. Heal them, O God. Heal them. And Father, somebody just needs deliverance today from the power of the enemy. Deliver them and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we continue to pray for our nation. We continue to pray for peace, God, that we might put down that word, an action of hate, and pick up love and kindness, that we might be able to forgive one another and bless nations all around the world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you today, and we honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want you to have a blessed week, a blessed week. And don't forget on Sunday, go to your local church and have a good time in the name of Jesus. And if there's prayer service during the week, if there's Bible study during the week, attend. Even go to Sunday school. Let me tell you, the more you hang out with Jesus, the better your spirit is going to be. Smile. Give somebody a high five in the name of Jesus. While I close with my favorite little song, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.